Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We got these prophetic words, two of them that was given from Stephen Powell, Fort Mill, South Carolina, and it's about God being unstoppable.
Yes.
And, you know, God is always unstoppable, but the thing is, he has just shifted everything. You know, this is the year you're going to meet your yes. If you get a yes in your heart for what God's going saying, that you're going to meet that yes. Mm-hmm. You may have been getting a no for quite some time, but you're about to get the yes that you've been looking for. Things were stuck because things were in a bad place, but God showed us mercy, just like Lance Walnut was talking about, the Lord shared with me and shared with Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. Mercy's here. Let's go with it.
Walk in it, yes.
Yeah, so let's hear about this word from Powell, Stephen Powell, Fort Mill, South Carolina, about how God is unstoppable.
Yes.
What is this prophetic word?
He says there is great momentum behind President Trump right now. Momentum can't be manufactured. It is a part of a spiritual movement, which in this case is part of a move of God. The momentum enabled him to snatch the presidency from certain defeat. It enabled him to overcome the impossible, and he'll do the same while governing. Where people believe he won't be able to do this, he won't be able to do that, this momentum and this spiritual force behind him will cause him to break through barriers others fail to break through. I hear the Lord saying, "This man is unstoppable. This man is unstoppable because I'm unstoppable."
We're not talking about like Donald Trump is some power.
No, we're talking about God's
himself. Behind him.
Yes,
just like we heard about even an earlier word from Lance Wallen at the beginning of this program, where you know, just like Elisha went in and anointed Jehu, a governmental leader, and all of a sudden Jehu had this anointing to go and change government. He dealt with Jezebel.
Changed the entire structure.
He dealt with Ahab. He dealt with all their little judges and all their little leaders they put up all over the place. And it's going to be more than the first 100 days. And so you're looking at some, and this is a God
game.
Very
exciting, yes.
Now, I think it's so important to remember this, and that when you pray for rain and it starts raining, you should say, "God, thank you for the rain," and celebrate the rain.
Yes.
When we pray, God, that would save our country, turn us from where we're going, but then we just go back to sleep, or we just go back to do whatever we're doing, or we're scared to speak up for God's chosen leadership over your life or in a nation, then we're partnering with the very thing that caused the damage and the problem in the first place. We have to stand up. God said specifically to me that the church is, he's going to be standing with the church. He's going to be a friend of the church. I knew this before. He even told me that he was going to be the president. The Lord told me that, you know, Donald Trump would be the president. But he showed me the second the president, whoever it was going to be at that time, was going to be a friend of the church. I mean, he told me that, and it was. It was the second he came off the podium, he embraced the church. He embraced the Israel.
With one phone call.
With one phone call, and so we need to really just be bold and realize this is an unstoppable. You know, some people think about making things happen. Some people make things happen, but most people just wonder what happened.
Right.
And the thing about it is you have to get involved and say, you know what? This is happening right now. I don't want this to be a surreal moment. Let's go for it. Let's do things in a loving and a kind way, but it's time to do everything God's called us to do. Let's go on with that word.
Yes.
Yeah.
He says, "I hear the Lord saying, this man is unstoppable because I'm unstoppable. My kingdom is unstoppable. And this man has a mandate from heaven. He has momentum that is not his own. His movement will not dissipate. It will grow. It will reach beyond the borders of American governing. It will inspire. It will stir up a nest."
This is important because some people were saying that President Donald Trump doesn't have a mandate. And it's like, well, he has a huge mandate.
Yes.
His supporters might not have the mic because there's a small group of folks that have a mic and they have, you know, media empires and they're reporting their viewpoints of things. But there is a huge groundswelling of saying, we want to be safe. We want to be secure. We want to be supportive of our Judeo-Christian values, and we want to be able to stand with Israel.
Yeah.
But listen to this. What this prophetic word is saying, listen, God has given our president a mandate.
Look at what he's done since he's been in office. Oh, it's just like,
it's been an hour,
huge.
Right? It's been a couple of weeks.
It's huge.
And it's overwhelming. I'm so excited, though. Recently, they approved, you know, his cabinet.
Betsy DeVos.
Yeah, Betsy DeVos. And it's like, we pray about the seven mountains. We talk about VFN Kingdom business all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a prayer community. We're praying over these mountains. And I'm like, what do you pray? The big thing we pray is grace.
Yes.
Grace over these mountains. And now at the head of the education mountain is a Christian woman who loves God, who loves the kids, who dislikes all the governmental things that focused on adults in government and not our kids. We're producing the lowest standard education in the history, I believe, of America now. And she's going to go in there and just flip it upside down. That's Betsy DeVos is a huge answer to prayer for Christians that have been praying. Listen, if you're a teacher and you're a good teacher, you're going to be around. Mm. But if somebody's not a good teacher, the way that many people say, well, bad cops need to go. Well, bad teachers need to go. You know, you need to let those kind of things go. And somebody says, well, give them about 5 years. Well, 5 years is your kid's high school time. That all they're going to know is what that bad teacher told them in five years. And so it's time for us to really embrace. So it's not just the president with this mandate, but each of these cabinets. When you look at the head of ExxonMobil, that's had the largest company reportedly in the world.
Rex Tillerson.
Rex Tillerson dealt with these particular countries, and he decided to put his billions of dollars and divest himself from that and come and help us out.
It's huge.
All of them. Yeah. And it's so exciting when you think about the governor of Texas is going to be over nuclear power, over nuclear weapons.
Rick Perry.
Rick Perry, you know, energy. And think about Texas is going to be over energy.
It's amazing.
And it's so exciting to see these things taking place. And so this is a mandate.
Yes.
It's why you've never heard of anything like, if you look at history, you've never seen something so powerful take place. But he has, when he got in office, he didn't take money from folks. So with the other people, when they came in, they owed so many favors to so many people, they couldn't really be themselves.
Selected before they were elected.
Well, that's exactly what the pastor of President Barack Obama said, former president. He said, you have to understand that Barack Obama was selected before he was elected. And he obviously was selected for a lot of different things. And those things came to pass. He probably squeezed in things that he wanted. But there is the mandate on our current president, according to this word, is from heaven itself.
Yes.
And we're seeing, literally, angels must be just stirring everything. Mm-hmm. Let's continue that word.
Yes. It says, as the eagle stirs up the nest, so the Lord will do through this man. People are laughing at him, saying that his plans are too bold, his ideas are too big, and his plans will not work. Because after all, what president has been able to do these things before without gridlock? But the Lord is saying, this president shall not be in gridlock, for his strength is not his own. I have put a spirit of breakthrough on this man and on this land, and he will do things that will be monumental for the generations to come. I will use him to stir up the nest and cause this young generation of young eagles to soar.
This is a breakthrough year. God's put a breakthrough anointing on our president. We're seeing him break through. I mean, it hadn't been 30 days, and he's breaking through all these barriers, but this is God doing this. And I've never seen a president in my lifetime more humble in the presence of clergy. I mean, he walks into the presence of ministers. He humbles himself. He bows his head. He prays. He receives prayer. You know, most people are so concerned about what it looks like. And as a matter of fact, in our future program, we're going to have the National Prayer Breakfast showing you what took place just a couple days ago. Because a couple years prior to that, under the former President Barack Obama, a two-star general was going to be court-martialed for having a prayer in National Prayer because of that mindset. Mm-hmm. That mindset's gone. As a matter of fact, our president was at this.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.